All right, welcome back to the Best Damn Nerd Show and the newly launched Lucha Lowdown podcast. We are here live at Comic-Con, and we are here with the lovely, the talented Melissa Santos, the ring announcer of Lucha Underground. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi.
Thank you for joining us. This is a huge thrill for us because we love Lucha Underground. So, going to start very broad here. Is this your first Comic-Con or not? Or how's this experience been for you?
I've done other cons, but this is my first, like, huge, like, Comic-Con. Like, San Diego Comic-Con is probably the biggest Comic-Con in the world. So, yeah, definitely the biggest. It's intense out there.
When did you get in?
Seriously, like 2 hours ago, and like an hour and a half was spent outside. Sorry, guys, that's my phone. Now I'm being the unprofessional one. That's Brian Cage.
Where is he from?
So Brian, he's from the 559. So he's right there.
That is actually perfect.
Yeah. but I was outside for an hour and a half, guys. It's insane. There's so many people. San Diego is full of Comic-Con fans, and I love it. We love it.
So were you getting stopped by a lot of believers on the way in here? I know you just did a signing.
Yeah, we saw like the shirts and stuff, and so, but we weren't allowed to like talk to anyone until we really got here because I was already almost late anyway. So yeah, but I love that you guys are out here showing support. Oh my gosh, I see you guys. I see you guys.
So I got to ask you about the signing you just did, because I actually walked over here with what I thought was the coolest costume, cosplay, whatever you want to call it, that I've seen at the convention. It was a female Pentagon Jr. fully decked out. We'll have all the photos online, but what did you think to see something like that?
It was gorgeous. I'm not going to, like, she's not as scary as Pentagon. She called herself the Pentagon Princess. She was beautiful. Gorgeous outfit, right? She really took her time. And it's moments like that really make me feel proud to be part of such a great product like Lucha Underground. It really is so cool to watch.
Speaking of that, how did you get involved with Lucha Underground? What's the, you know, I'll just start very general. What's the experience been like? But yeah, how did you get your start with them? How did that come about?
First, I actually, many people don't know, but I did do some wrestling with WOW Women of Wrestling. They're the relaunch of what GLOW was, which, by the way, I think GLOW is actually making a movie or something for Netflix, I believe. So more wrestling on TV, which is great. But I started with them, and I'm very thankful for that. Because of them, I'm doing this. I believe Eric found me. Eric is a producer, one of the producers of Lucha Underground, and he found me online through another avenue and contacted my agent, and I went in, I auditioned with other girls, and they decided that I was going to be the best fit because I did have some wrestling. I know that did help because, you know, you never know when I'm going to get tossed around in the ring, so, or I'm going to be doing the tossing.
So you do have a bit of a wrestling background. Is that potentially something we're going to see from Melissa Santos in the future at Lucha Underground?
I don't know. You know what? I never say never because 2 years from now, I wouldn't say to you, hey, I'm going to be sitting here having this interview and having this experience with just the world. And so I can never say never.
So with Lucha Underground, you are the ring announcer. You're one of the stars, which is it's not. It's unique to Lucha Underground that the ring announcer is one of the stars of the show, and you are, because we see you every week, and with your announcing, you bring such style and such personality to it that I know when I watch with my friends, we're sitting at home, and, you know, when you go from the 5-5-9, we're doing it like I've never, you know, never done that with any other ring announcer, so I have to tell you, this is not kissing ass, this is not blowing smoke. You're the best in the world at what you do, not just wrestling, but across sports. So how did you find your style in doing that? Was it hard, something that was just felt right? Did you talk to the wrestlers? How did you get your unique style?
Oh my gosh, it took some work. I mean, because if you watched the first season of Lucha Underground and then you're watching now the season that just ended, there's a big difference and a big shift, only because I had never done ring announcing before. It was brand new. I had done hosting. I was around wrestling, so I understood, but I also have a theater background. I'm an actress, so I guess that's what the element that I bring to the ring announcing. I'm pretty dramatic. I'm a dramatic Latina, and then I think all those things really helped me. You know, I also had someone who helped me a lot. His name is Matt Stolman. He's also worked with WWE. He's a writer for Lucha Underground, and we would work through announcements together. But at the end of the day, it was something that I would do. It was just what I felt, and saying the 559 was something that I just really wanted to say that way. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it just naturally comes out. So I'm glad you like it, you know?
We love it.
That's a long answer for it.
No, that was perfect. Well, one of the things is, so, like, you can be very, like, you know, very dramatic with how you announce somebody. But also one of the cool things that you do is how when you don't put emphasis on something. Like, say when, like, a Pentagon Jr. will come out, like, I've noticed that even, you know, keeping, because you are a character on TV, so Melissa Santos has her own history and backstory, and not a very good one at Pentagon, so we notice, like, you know, you don't...
You remember what he did to me, right?
Absolutely. So very justified. So how did you... Was that your idea? Was that kind of producer's idea?
My idea, 100%. I mean, it's... They... And that there is what makes Lucha Underground a great product. They allow us to be creative. They don't... If they really don't like something, they'll tell you. But then... I think because they allow us to be creative and be our own characters, and they allow a ring announcer, is usually not the case. Like, you see the ring announcer and they get out and that's it. They allow me to be a character. I think that's why Lucha Underground is so, it's such a powerful product, because it's different, but yet you allow the person to be themselves. And when you are truly in your, what, yourself, you give yourself permission to be yourself in front of the camera, that's when the best art comes out, you know, and that's why you see that. So, and that's just not me, that's everyone. Like Pentagon Jr., that's Pentagon Jr., you know, that's Brian Cage out there. That is, you know, that those characters are who they are because they are truly themselves, you know. Pentagon, I'm sure, is not out there breaking arms every single day. I hope he's not. But it's really who he is, and they allow us to flourish within our characters.
So what I'm based out of San Francisco, so I am working on, I want to get down to the temple as soon as possible. What is the vibe like within the temple? Because, I mean, it comes across on screen. I am so jealous and desperate to get in there, but just tell our listeners out there a little bit what it's like.
Oh, my gosh. It's a feeling. You feel it. As soon as you go through those temple doors, there's definitely an energy in there, a vibe that I don't know what it's like really truly anywhere else. I've been to WrestleManias. I just went to the last WrestleMania. It was intense. You feel that energy because it's so much. That's like the Super Bowl of wrestling, right? But you go into the temple, it's a little bit more intimate. It's truly underground. You feel like you maybe shouldn't be there, but you are. There's art on the walls. There's a gym where the guys work out and train. We have a workout like ring. And there are all these elements, and then you see, of course, the cameras and like the production and the crew running around, and something's happening, and you as a fan, you don't know really what's going on, and that anticipation is intense. And if you were to go, I'm sure we would hook you up with VIP tickets, so you get hooked up, you get food, you get some beer, some wine in the back, and then the show starts, and then the moment that show starts, and I mean, really, the first thing you hear is, you know, really, and through the mic is my voice, and after the commentators do their thing, that's when it gets started. And you just feel it. You get chills. I get chills talking about it, because it's every single time you're watching Lucha Underground live, it's something new. There's nothing like that in the world, really.
Yeah, the only thing I've ever seen come close to it is sort of like a very ECW vibe. Like, you guys, very, like, almost like counterculture almost kind of deal. Like you said, like, maybe you're not really supposed to be there.
Yeah, like, rebellious. Like, kind of like, this is illegal. Like, we're really not supposed to be doing that. And a lot of things that do go on at Lucha Underground are pretty intense. Like, you're just like, did I just watch this right now? Like, wow, you know, there's no CGI here. I mean, although we are shooting in this a cinematic-esque way, which is very different than any other promotion, because we're not a promotion, we're a television show, you're still experiencing it in a wrestling, you get, if blood is involved, that's blood. If someone gets hurt and breaks their, guess what, it becomes part of their show, but that was not CGI. That was not something that was, you know, written in even. Things happen, you know, happened to Ivelisse. You know, Ivelisse hurt herself, and hey guys, that was like, that's real life happening, you know, and that makes me love it even more, because what the wrestlers do and how they put themselves on the line to entertain everyone, to entertain you, get you all excited, you know.
Absolutely.
Get me excited. That is what I love about my job. I get to be part of it, and I get front row tickets to it every single time. So yeah, and I get those questions all the time. I know the fans are always like, you're so lucky, and I do. I feel like I have like the best job in the world. So
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you this next question. Rumors online have been swirling around that
I knew you were gonna ask me that.
I have to ask it. I know you probably can't say anything. WWE, they just lost a ring announcer. I mean, like I said, you're extremely talented. The rumors are swirling that they are interested in you. Have WWE contacted you?
Okay. I can't really say, but what I can say is I'm very, very humbled by the fact that that is something that could be happening, but I'm not going anywhere because I do enjoy Lucha Underground. I know that they wouldn't put me in the same light that Lucha Underground puts me, and we're growing, and I also am an actress, and I don't want to be put in a box. Their contracts are really intense. I think it's beautiful that there's more wrestling on television. I want to see more and more of it, and I wish WWE the best, and I want them to continue doing their product, but for me, my end goal is that's not in my plan, you know, so and I love Lucha Underground. The fact that you said that a ring announcer, like you're at home doing announcements because you know that's how I do them, that's cool, and that would have never happened if I was part of WWE, because Lucha Underground gives me a place, they give me the light, people hashtag like the queen of the ring and things like that, and it's so cool to hear that, you know, and it's humbling all the time, and I want to continue on that path.
That was an incredible answer. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. And I have to ask about specifically another wrestler, uh-huh. Marty the Moth, because watching at home, again, like one of the highlights of the show is whenever you have to announce Marty the Moth, you know, he does all this creepy stuff behind you, and usually, you know, you have such great facial expressions, but I thought I saw you crack a smile once this season, but what is it like dealing with him?
He's intense. He's intense. He is a great character, and he just, I never know what he's going to do, so I just want to make, I'm always just on my announcement. I'm like, I know he's going to do something. He's going to smell me. He's going to do who knows what, and I just have to be ready for it. So I'm on my toes with him, but it's so much, I have a great time.
Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time from the Nerdosphere, the Best Damn Nerd Show, Lucha Lowdown. We love your work. We love Lucha Underground on El Rey Network. Please support them. They are the best show on TV. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.